Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
So we go talking about from one crisis, which is very serious, to another crisis.
Yeah, indeed. One of a different kind. I mean, fear, worry and stress are normal responses to perceived or real threats. And when dealing with uncertainty or the unknown. So it's normal and understandable that people are flooded with fear during this time. But added to the fear of contracting COVID-19 are the significant changes to our daily lives. Okay, so restricted movement and being faced with new realities like working from home and unemployment, homeschooling of children, lack of physical contact with family and friends. And the biggest challenge is that so much else is happening outside the context of COVID-19, you know, normal life challenges and abnormal life challenges. There's unrest, there's corruption, there's just economic situations abounding. So it's really, really important that we look after our mental as well as our physical health at this time. And joining us in studio to advise on how we can possibly keep it together is our resident psychometrist, Justin August. Justin, good morning and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning to the team and good morning to the listeners.
Justin, with us bouncing between level 3 to 4 and then back to 3 again and isolating from having been exposed, to people who are infected, where are we now at the moment just in terms of mental health? What are you seeing in people's states of mind and has there been any change since we last spoke?
Yeah, thanks. Actually, I think there's no change. The introduction that Patrick gave to this talk is exactly that. People are still experiencing significant amounts of stress, anxiety, this whole feeling of numbness, etc. So nothing has changed, and I think we need to move into a period of adjustment because this is now our new normal. I'm not even sure if we can use the word normal in anymore because everything is just chaotic. Earlier you spoke about the water crisis, there's unrest. It's just increasing impact on stresses on individuals. So that is what we're currently facing with.
Justin, people, patients, kids who are struggling to adapt with mental health issues, are there new treatments from the initial introduction of the pandemic from last year to now?
I think lots of people or practitioners, for example, had to readjust their treatment methodologies to match what's currently happening with COVID and the unique challenges that COVID brings about or brought about. So there's certainly some new developments. In our practice, for example, we have moved more towards a wellness intervention that, because we found that working on the body and the mind continuously or simultaneously, that provides some sort of outlet and some mechanism of dealing with these complexities that COVID brought about. Lee also spoke earlier that we had these psychological mental health issues that's there and the causes are there, but now with COVID, it brought about additional issues on especially young kids with the lockdown and the school closures. And those things create anxiety and uncertainty, especially for kids that's in high school and kids that's going to take high-stakes school exams like your matriculants, grade 7s as well. So it creates a lot of anxiety. So we really had to re-look our therapeutic processes during this COVID period.
I just want to bring social media into this because social media, I feel, plays a vital role in our mental states because we're exposed to so much more now than what we were before. I'm pretty sure you've seen it. When there is somebody having, let's call it, for lack of a better word, a mental breakdown in a supermarket, for example, there is somebody that whips out their cell phone and starts filming it, and then it circulates on social media, and then this person is possibly labeled a Karen or a Kevin. More and more of these videos are starting to appear on social media of people having these breakdowns in a public space. Has it always been like this, or is it as a result of COVID and everything that we've just mentioned now?
Like they're snapping under the pressure.
They're snapping.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it's a combination of, it can be just normal anxiety that this person or the makeup of this person is of such that they are prone to stress and anxiety. And there may be other factors, whether it is personal home environment. But definitely the COVID situation really exacerbated mental health issues within individuals. So we cannot now exclude that it's based on the whole COVID situation, the lockdowns, the threat to income, lack of social interaction. Because I must admit, for a normal, I don't even want to go on using the word normal, but if I can use me for an example, you become socially awkward when you go out to a shopping center, to a restaurant. So the COVID does, and it did have an impact on people's behaviors in general. So we cannot say that that outbreak is now solely because of COVID. It can be prior to COVID that this individual was prone to stress and anxiety. There may be some challenges that that person is facing, but definitely COVID did exacerbate mental health challenges and mental health issues.
Justin, just following on what Wayne said earlier with regards to social media and ways to cope with stress, as difficult as what it is, would it be a good idea just to cut off from it for some time?
It may be a good idea because, if you go to social media, everybody's posting either about COVID, being COVID positive, or losing a loved one. And the fear is just that people are going to be continuously exposed to these situations. And then, as we call it in our practice, when we do our technique, is that people are currently sitting with COVID baggages that we are not dealing with. So it's just like stacking up of issues continuously without really dealing with all these issues. So it may be a good idea, especially if it has an adverse effect or impact on you as an individual, when you look at these social media clips and snippets that's out there, to maybe refrain from that for a period of time. And then when you feel that you're more in control and you feel a bit more well, then you can move back into the social media space.
Yeah. The normal, I hate that word, normal. I mean, you're battling to find the right term for that as well. But let's just say you and I. How do we just implement simple measures to deal with what we are dealing with right now? Because there is so much that is going on. Just simple measures that we can put into our lives that can just maybe take about 10% of that weight off our shoulders.
Mm-hmm. I think the main thing here is really to take time out. And whether it's from social media, whether it is from stresses at work, stresses at home, it's just to take a period of time out. Just for today, I'm going to sit for 15 minutes. I'm just going to sit and stare into nothing. That can help us just to recalibrate slightly our feelings and our emotions. So it's very important that people take some time out from their hectic schedules, kids as well as adults, because it's not only affecting kids in school context, but it's also affecting everybody in the world of work, productivity, absenteeism rates, etc. So we really need to look out for ourselves and look out for our mental health. So that simple thing, just take the time, take some time out, 15 minutes of your busy schedule, and just stay into nothing.
Yeah.
And that doesn't cost anything.
It's such a simple piece of advice there, but very, very strong. And I think all of us can relate. Charlie, producer Korn, Lee, we just go on and on and on. And you almost feel guilty if you take a bit of time out for yourself.
Exactly.
Or go away for the weekend. We have this guilt playing in our minds all the time, but we have to, as you said, just take some time out and look out for ourselves.
Mm. Justin, I love that word recalibrate. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to chat to us and for all the work you're doing in contributing to the recalibration of people's states of mind. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.